Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Wow. That is a take.
People loved it too much, which means I'm going to hate it. So there's no way for me to win that one. So I'm out.
All right, y'all. It's the latest, greatest edition
of What Did I Miss? A show that likes to cover everything. Just in case you missed it, we're here to fill in the blanks for you. I'm joined by Gabe and Paige. I want to do like NPR voices from here on out. And you guys, even though we are kind of in the dead of the dead of the summer, stuff keeps happening, and I'd like to first say NFL preseason, a couple weeks away. Okay, so I know a lot of you are going to have that in your spotlights. Midway point of Formula One. There was a break this week. We're coming back on Sunday. And probably the most important bit from the weekend is we would like to send our own big, giant congratulations and mazel to Jennifer Affleck, Ben Affleck's new wife. She took his last name, Mother. Jennifer Lopez is now Jennifer Lopez Affleck. They did it. They got hitched in Vegas, the city of love and dreams. And they did it. They did it like normal humans would at the Little White Chapel, pictures in a pink Cadillac out front, except for that they're worth $100 bazillion, just a little bit different. What do you guys think? Did you send them? Should we send them a gift? We should, huh?
We absolutely should.
Do we have any merch? Let's send some merch.
Yeah, we'll find some merch. The Athletic has nice merch. Actually, I run in the free shirt I got from the Athletic. It feels great.
I want some free stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just happy love was able to win, you know? These two young kids found each other in this crazy, wacky world again, and they made it happen this time, and I'm happy for them. I hope this one sticks, you know what I'm saying? But even if it doesn't, who cares? Love wins.
I just love that there was four couples there with them. That made me very, very happy. Like, can you imagine? You're just midnight waiting to get married at Elvis's chapel, and
I kind of love that
banner there.
Like, does it make you angry because they stole the spotlight, or does it add to your already like hilarious wedding story? Like, how do you feel about it?
The latter.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think if you're getting married in Vegas,
you're not a bridezilla.
Possibly hope for is the most ridiculous celebrity couple in history barnstorming your wedding, and like, that's why you do that for that
right
reason.
Like, that's you're not a Mimi person, like, look at me Louie, if you're already doing it in Vegas. It means you were like, don't care about all that, let's go do it fun. And then these two wild wacky kids walk in and you're like, wow, this just happened. I wonder if they just picked up the tab for everybody's weddings. I mean, how much is it? I think it's like a few hundred bucks.
I feel like probably they should have done that.
Right?
You know, the one person I want to hear from on this, I don't know if this is the first thought that most people have, but I would like Jose Canseco's take on this, because I don't know whether you're aware of this. Yeah.
Go on.
Go back. This will eat up an hour of your day today and you will thank me later. Go back and look at Jose Canseco's running bit. The entire time Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez were together, Jose Canseco had a running bit about how he wanted to steal J-Lo from A-Rod because he hated A-Rod.
Right.
And his tweets on this topic are consistently insane, but I think, hilarious. They're either like dark and scary or really hilarious. So I would like to know what his reaction to J-Lo being with Ben Affleck is.
I mean, has he said anything since they've gotten back together? Let me ask you that.
I'm on his Twitter profile. I do not see any references to the Affleck. Last I saw about Alex, he reluctantly wished Alex Rodriguez a happy Father's Day. But
that's so weird.
He's been going in on A-Rod for a long time, and I just wonder if Affleck's going to be in his sights now.
I don't think so. I feel like he knows. Well, I mean, maybe I'm crazy. I feel like he knows, like, that's not his wheelhouse. Like, barking up the Ben Affleck tree, like, what's the point? You're not going to win or lose. It's just going to be like, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, we'll right? stand by for that.
I mean, does he have that level of, like, awareness?
Well, that's the other question. Didn't his daughter, like, it's like a whole, like, it's a whole mess. I would watch Jose Canseco. I know his daughter and wife or whoever had, like, a reality show for a minute, but I would like to see Jose Canseco on a reality show. Like, just him. I don't really need anything else.
Fully agree. This might be our chance.
Yeah, why aren't we doing that?
We can pitch it.
Hmm. I don't know, but I'm okay. All right. So, yeah, by the way, I miss them by, like, 48 hours. I miss the false alarm active shooting craze by 24 hours and Ben Affleck and J-Lo getting married by 48 hours. I really feel like I screwed the pooch on that one, which is this phrase I still don't really understand what it means, but I still like saying it. Like, does it literally mean screwing a dog? And why would I say that? Like, I don't understand screw the pooch. We'll get back into that. That's a Jerome question. Jerome?
That's a very interesting question to just
I need a 17-minute explanation of screwing the pooch. Thank you. Yeah, so I missed that by a little bit, but that's all right. You know what? There's always next time. And it's J-Lo's fourth marriage and Ben Affleck's second. And my question to you two is, A, why are we still talking about it? But B, also, do you think when people re-find each other like 20 years later, do you think the other people that they have dated and or married now think back to what their relationship was and think it was all a fraud because this person was thinking about, like Ben was thinking about J-Lo the whole time or J-Lo was thinking about Ben the whole time and everything in between was just filler. Do you think those people think that, like Jennifer Garner or A-Rod or whoever?
No, I do not think that that's how people think.
Okay.
But so it's just me. But I hadn't considered that. So you're wondering if J-Lo was like picturing Ben Affleck every time she was with Alex Rodriguez.
Well, I don't know if like literally if yes, but if in her heart she was only kind of half into those other relationships because deep down she always still had a thing for Ben Affleck. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's possible. I think in the case of these two people, I think that's unlikely. Just
okay.
Because of the variety of types that they have,
they love
publicly.
Hard.
Yeah, they've been very publicly loving hard with a wide array of people.
Wait, who did? Oh, Puff Daddy. Who, God, I'm already. I can't believe we're still talking about. Okay, let's move on. Like, am I still talking?
Do
about
we
you
need
brought
to?
This up.
Yeah, I feel like this is what this is the one thing this show is really qualified to talk like about. Like, who's better at this? Like,
well, I just, you know, I want these two kids to settle down and just be happy. I always wanted J-Lo to go at least a year or two by herself, but I don't think she's wired that way. We all have that friend that's just not wired that way. Like, they have to be in a relationship to function, even though they don't financially need it or any of those things. Like mere mortals, sure, we get stuck in relationships perhaps that maybe you don't necessarily want to be in, but for financial reasons or, you know, you can't move or whatever, there's reasons to be stuck in it. I've never understood J-Lo's need to be a part of a couple, but who knows? That's just how some people are, and it's not for me to say. But it looks like she found her one again, and may they have all the happiness that they so desire and deserve.
These crazy kids.
Those crazy kids.
They're just
doing crazy things, getting hammered and married in Vegas. Actually, I don't think she drinks at all, but whatever.
Here's a question I have, because I looked at this a little differently. Like, what does this mean for the sort of output where we should expect from Ben Affleck now? Because I feel like Ben Affleck's career has gone through sort of peaks and valleys of creativity.
Very much.
And his best stuff is unmatched. Great. His bad is extremely bad.
Yes, that's true. They met on one of his worst, on Geely.
Yeah, and so you can, I'm not blaming the women he's been with. It's him who did all these things to himself. But like, some of his most interesting stuff came at times when he was like not a super celebrity.
True.
So I'm wondering if being like America's biggest hit celebrity couple will help or hurt his creative
America's
output.
Stepdad.
Well, I don't think he ever liked that spotlight to begin with. And I think that's partly why they broke up the first time. I listened to a podcast about it, and he was not about that life. And she is a global, like, bright light. And so I think he cracked. And that was last time where he sort of went back into like alcohol and stuff and down that road. So I don't know.
We got the crazy tat, right? The back tat?
Yes. Oh, God, that tattoos.
That's when I was like, Jen Garner, bless you. You've been saved.
And they made cute kids and what have you. But my goodness, that back tattoo is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. But I think maybe they figured out, like, you know, they're older now. Like, all that shit's dumb anyways. I think some of his best work is done behind the scenes, quite frankly. Like, I think he's good at directing. And all, so who knows? I have no idea. I used to love Ben Affleck so much. It's weird to me. He's like a different
human. What era?
Probably like Good Will Hunting around before that and right around that. Is probably like the good one.
Yeah, he had that Kevin Smith era.
Yes,
he was sort
of dick
still
in like Mallrats and
yeah,
he was such a
and Dazed and Confused. He was like the bad guy that before Ben Affleck was famous when he was still a that guy. He was great.
I believe he had an after school special, and we have to look it up, in which he play a roided out football player who like would rage. He would have like roid rage after school, and he'd be like, I gotta get some of my steroids in my butt. Though he'd have to like find the guy that would give him the shot, and the pretty sure that was Ben Affleck in one of those. And we're talking.
So maybe he and Canseco will bond. Maybe this would be
maybe
something
they will.
That comes
oh,
full
no,
circle.
Paige is going down the. By the way. It could be even uncredited. It was that
a body
long ago.
To die for. Oh no!
Is
it's
that
on
it?
IMDb.
Body to die for.
The Aaron Henry story.
The Aaron what story? That's awesome. Not
or
Aaron
the
Henry.
The perfect guy. What? Oh, there are a lot. He's been in greatest hits from early Affleck anti-roids vehicle. A Body to Die For. The Aaron Henry story in 1994.
Good
not to be confused with Henry Aaron. Like
that.
That's,
how
yeah,
did you pull that
things.
Out of your ass?
B, I told you I used to love Ben Affleck. I had like That's a crush fair. On Ben Affleck.
Right.
So when you have a crush on someone, you watch all of it. Good, bad, and ugly. And I did. And
did
it was
either
bad.
Of you watch Marry Me, the rom-com?
Of course
the most
I did.
Recent? Did
How,
you,
you
love
Do you know
it?
Me
I
at all?
It.
Okay, first of
yes,
all, we're not going to throw
well,
love around. Was it watchable? Sure.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's Owen Wilson, right? Yeah, Owen's the blonde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. He's likable. Definitely with his own character flaws in real life, too. Who knows what his love life's about? I hear he's into the young babies, but that's all right. We don't need to talk about that. But it's...
Allegedly? What are we doing right now? What?
Owen Wilson sues The Athletic for publications.
First of all, love Owen Wilson and everything he's ever worked on.
Love both Wilson boys. I love those Wilson boys. Texas boys right there. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
Bottle
Marry
Rocket.
Me was cute.
Bottle Rocket, one of the most underrated of all time.
Again, a behind the scenes also extravaganza. Some of these guys are so much better behind the scenes. They just also became actors. Okay, well, this has been a good podcast. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.
So good to see you guys.
Well, you were in Vegas for basketball so Coachella.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, I didn't even make it to the one game I was supposed to go to. But you know what? It's kind of nice going in on a Tuesday. Because you get like a Tuesday, Wednesday, even though it was busy because of Summer League, the rest of humanity wasn't quite there yet because they don't get there till like for the Thursday pop. So the Tuesday, Wednesday was calm. I had a blackjack table to myself for a while. I was like, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is what I like to see. But it was kind of fun. Like you'd be sitting at lunch and there'd be Daryl Morey with his family and you just kind of see like Danny Ferry walk by. It was and then, of course, you see 1,000 young, tall men that are obviously there because they're decked out in the team merch, but everyone's so young and new, you have no idea who anybody is yet. So you're just sort of like watching people watch them and like, who's that? And it's just a fun ride. It poured for about 30 minutes, which I had never been in Vegas when it poured before. So that was kind of a new thing for me. And yeah, it was good. It's I didn't see the final game. I know did they give them the rings after the game? Is that like a thing that happens immediately or is this, are they going to do a presentation? How does this work? P.S. I'm against it, but whatever. No one asked.
I don't have any idea how the Summer League ring ceremony works. I just know that the rings exist, and I wanted to know from you if they look cheap or expensive, because I don't know.
I thought they looked cheap.
Okay.
But I think a lot of championship rings, the more you add to it, and it says like Summer League on, like that's a lot of writing for a small space.
Yeah.
Paige, are you muted? Did we lose Paige?
Yes, I accidentally muted myself, and I started talking, and then Gabe started talking, and I was like, I'll just stay muted.
Ah, classic woman.
I don't know what the...
Why would you do that?
Finally, this show works the way it should.
Yeah, it's coming together.
I took a drink of my coffee.
Did you? What did you think? Do you think they look cheap?
I think they look so silly. Also, we don't need rings for Summer League. We don't need... Stop. It's Summer League.
Yeah, look at that.
Give them some sunglasses. Call it a day. Gassilia.
Yeah, something cool, or like cool headphones, like some headphones that are like inscripted with something neat. Like what? Something that A, you would use, most importantly.
Yeah. But B is not sponsors.
It's condescending feeling to me. Like, good job. Also, because the teams that win Summer League are the teams that don't do shit in the regular. So it feels very like, hey, good job, Portland and New York. You made it to the final. And not- here you go. No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't get it. And where would you wear this thing? You're not going to wear that anywhere.
Right, right.
What is this? I'm going to wear it to Summer League every year for the rest of my life. No. No, you're not.
You keep an eye on eBay.
It. Yeah, I was going to say, I'd sell that thing immediately for about $48 because that's what it looks like it cost.
Here's a question that Q had, which skipping down a little bit. He said, should the NBA take summer basketball broadcast more seriously? What do you think?
As in, like, not having Richard Jefferson rough a game? Or, like, something else? Like,
I enjoyed that, though.
I think it was funny, personally.
A lot of good TikToks came out of that.
Or does he mean treat it like, you know, NBA Countdown and like TNT and all that?
Yep.
I think we're headed in that direction because I feel like there's so much being done out there and they're expanding it every year and, like, more and more people are making this giant track to do everything. I think it'll turn into something. I definitely do. Like maybe it'll be like the B squad NBA Countdown. And I'd love to see TNT out. I mean, Charles Barkley in Vegas. Yes. Just inject that into my veins. Of course I want to see that. I once saw Charles Barkley at a roulette table. This was when I was like 20 something in Vegas. And it was him and Joe Pesci. I think there was another celebrity there, but that person did not leave a mark like these two did because it's fucking Joe Pesci and Charles Barkley. So Charles Barkley, and I'll never forget this because I didn't have any money back then. So for me, it was like mind blowing. It was he would put seven marks down. So like $5,000 per, and every time it would spin, it would be like a $35,000 spin in this roulette wheel. And I just remember being like just blown away. And then Joe Pesci was there and it was just like, okay. And I remember I did that kind of under my breath because that's all I really wanted to say to Joe Pesci. I was like, okay. And like, it was just a bizarre, surreal moment of like, where am I? Why am I around any of these humans? I should not be here. And that's what I remember. It's one of my early Vegas celebrity spottings that has stuck with me over 20 something years. What are you going to do?
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good.
I have follow-up questions.
Why? I don't know.
I'm not trying to make this weird, but I just got to ask. This is about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
in
the peak of their fame and power.
Yeah.
And the world was a very different place.
Yes.
Did they slide you any chips or treat you?
Nothing.
No, they didn't see an attractive
Nothing.
Young woman? And
I think Barkley said something funny or whatever. It was me and my friend Jenny and like... I think they said something funny. We're just like two blonde chicks. We were adorable back then. But no, nothing. No one. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it kind of hurts my feelings. But
yeah.
No,
kind of insulting, nobody.
Nobody did anything. Yeah, no. I totally would have remembered if that had happened. It was just a legitimate sort of standing there. This was happening around us, and we're like, what a bizarre moment to have witnessed. Like, and then, you know, I also at the time, I had no idea I would be doing this for a living or that this would be a world that I would one day be in. So it's very bizarre then to fast forward 20 years and be like, well, now you can actually like talk to Charles Barkley. And that's odd. It's funny to me to think about that, like celebrities that you may have witnessed once as just a person there who then maybe perhaps your paths cross on a more professional level years later, what you remember about them. And they have no idea that you have this memory of them because you're nobody. But to them, to you, you're like, oh, I remember that moment like it was yesterday. It was Charles Barkley. It was so crazy. So, yeah, it's kind of funny to think about that.
Because if you walk up to that now, you're sitting down, right? You're going the 35.
For 35 a pop? Are you insane? Hell no. My big thing is I do, well, blackjack, I do a ladder system. You know, you start small and you build, and each time you win, you just kind of double up, double up. If you lose a hand, you go back down and you keep building. And I did pretty okay. And then Wheel of Fortune, I hit three big ones. I hit like 12 grand in 14 minutes and then proceeded to give like half of it back. I'm an idiot.
What?
But like, I literally sat down, I put a, because it's $50 a spin, right? You do $5, but you have to do a max 10 bet. So $50 a spin, that eats bills quickly. So you're already like down $1,000 and you're like, this is stupid. But then I hit one and it was 7,500, but it was a 15 times multiplier, which is the dream, literally the dream come true. And I'm mm-hmm. like by myself, like looking around like, this is going to happen. And then the attendant has to come over and like, you have to fill out paperwork, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it was, I hit three good ones within 14 minutes and then nothing after that. I was like, son of a
bitch.
What
was your net earnings?
I think I left after it was all said and done up like $200. That's it. After
great.
All of that work.
Okay. Positive.
Hours of blackjack. I just like, yeah, no. That place would kill me if I had to go there a lot. I don't think it would be good. Because I don't think I there's a moment where you finally just go enough is enough, but you can definitely get in trouble really, really fast. And I didn't drink. So there's no, I don't do that. Like, because then I feel like you're really about to bet everything.
Just drugs.
Like, here's my dog. Yeah. I like bet Winnie away. No. Yeah. So Vegas was good. I'm glad that it's come and gone. We'll see the next time we go. We should all meet there for a party.
Well, Quincy just committed me to taking the whole team out for a party before the football season
yes,
starts.
Did.
So
yes, he did.
Quincy, this is for you. I think we'll do our pre-football season party in Vegas.
Yes.
And then Beetle and I will figure out whether she's picking up the tab. Or
hell
I
no.
Am.
It's okay. Whoever wins first.
There you go.
Maybe. No, because then we're depending one of us to win, and that's not a guarantee either. I had to explain this. Like, the machines don't owe you anything. Like, the idea is like, oh, this table owes me money. I was like, that's not how it works.
No.
If that's how it worked, we'd all be winning all the time, and we never are. But Vegas came and went. Place is a cesspool that I love so much with all my heart. I missed the LeBron Drew League shenanigans. Like, I obviously read about it and saw that they only won by 2 points, which is, you know, that happened. How did he look, Gabe, as the in-house Lakers fan?
I also did not get a full watch. I just know that he beasted on people, and that's about all I got out of it. I think this would be an answer that could come from Jerome. So many good people working behind the scenes on this show who know things versus those of us on the air who know absolutely nothing.
I watched the golf yesterday. What do you want from me?
I watched some golf, too. Golf. Cam Smith, yeah. Come get some.
Get some mullet. Cameron. Get some mullet. An Aussie mullet at that. Bummed for Rory, because what I don't want is for the LIV guys to have like playground material to like throw back at him. Like, I don't want that for them, right? But again, it is what it is. But I was happy for Cam Smith. I just think he's like a relatable, happy person, it seems like. But now there's all this talk about him jumping ship to LIV. Mm-hmm. And apparently LIV has an announcement tomorrow, being Tuesday, about some new people coming over. And they've been talking about like, yeah, there's quite a few people they've been talking about. So I don't know. I think I thought that we were gonna heading towards an inevitable, some sort of compromise joint effort between LIV and PGA, but I thought that was gonna take a really long time. I think it's gonna come faster than I thought, because they're not gonna have a choice. Like, this is becoming a disaster for the PGA, unfortunately. So I don't know what they're gonna
happen. I gotta tell you, I don't. This is just one of these stories that I know you're supposed to have a strong opinion about, and I just can't muster a strong opinion about it. I just don't see any, I don't see any, like, heroes in this. It's not like I'm rooting for the maintenance of status quo on the PGA Tour. Like, I don't necessarily want to defend that.
You're right.
So I'm just confused. I don't know what it is about why some guys would go and then there's this slow trickle. Is it just the money keeps going up? Like, Cam Smith wouldn't have been, you know, recruited for much money until he's a major champ. Now he's this famous guy. Maybe they up the ante and now he wants to go. I don't know. But is that going to be the way
it works?
I could
see that for some. Like if Rory decides to go, what's his price going to be?
Right.
Like, oh, it's going to be ridiculous. But I think at some point, it will be, there will be no choice. I think the PGA is going to be left with, if this is how they continue, where you cannot play, if you go over there, then they're going to have nothing for any of these regular tournaments, and then they're going to have a real situation on their hands. Like, I mm-hmm. think it was the Chancellor, I'm not sure what his title is, the whoever's in charge of the British Open, had a good statement. Like, their idea was he didn't want to just flat out ban people, because I think banning people is sort of a lazy, quick fix that doesn't deal with like a long-term situation, which this live thing could very well turn out to be. So banning is stupid, right? But he was like, we're going to revisit the points and the exemptions, because as they stand now, you can be a dude that's like got exemption for years and you never have to qualify. You can just show up when you feel like it for majors. He wanted to revisit that and be like, I don't want it to be a diluted product where, you know, so-and-so hasn't played in any tournaments and has garnered 0 points, but he can just show up for ours all willy-nilly. I want to fix that, which I like, because that's basically how you evolve anything. So I'm all for that. If you want to revisit that, which then forces their hand and, all right, well, you can't just show up for majors then. You have to figure out a way to get your points. Then they got to figure this out. It's a mess, and I'm glad I'm not in charge of it, but I'll be curious to see who buckles, quote-unquote, first. And I think right now Liv has all of the leverage. Like, yeah. And tons of money on top of it, which is insanity. I don't know. Here's who do you think they come tomorrow? Yeah.
One more question for you about golf then, since it's amazing we've talked golf this long and not said one name.
Because this is the most exciting thing that's happened since we've been alive. It's drama. It's like actual drama within the ranks of golf. It's weird.
And
I mean,
yet,
sports is always the last great drama. Right?
Yeah, it's like a hostile takeover. We're watching it happen. It's insane.
This is Succession. Keep going, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
I did say
yeah,
game,
cousin Greg.
But I yeah.
He could be going. Greg. That's not bad. Greg's gonna have a good season cousin coming Greg. Up, I think. He's due for something to happen.
If it is said to be said, what was the quote that he said? If it is to be said, then so it is.
Let it be said. Yeah, something like that.
Idiot.
Here's my question. Beetle.
Yes.
I know you're not a big Tiger Woods fan for all this stuff he's been through, ups and downs, yeah. et cetera.
He's just been through. Sorry.
Yeah, right?
Problems
you mean when his
created.
Penis accidentally fell out and went into a bunch of other people? That was weird.
So sorry he
or
went through
or when he crashed
that.
His car going way faster than he should have been all by himself. That happened. Go on.
It yeah, happened so. To him, you know.
The
he's
car accidentally
so much.
Did
Keep
it.
Going.
It was a maximum
sorry,
overdrive
grammar
situation.
Police. For all the... things that he's caused, he's been a less sympathetic person for
yes.
a lot of fans. But
yes.
now that he's fully in like struggle mode, and you
very.
Can see this dude can't do it the way he used to. He's like,
that's crazy.
It's gonna be hard. But he's got something left out there. Is there some part
yep.
of you that thinks you might find yourself rooting for him if he can like claw himself back to competing for a major on a Sunday?
Could oh, you, for sure.
You could flip
yeah.
the switch for him.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the redemption. Look, I was mad at him for the car crash, and it wasn't all just him. It was a lot of the sort of like the sympathy stuff that was happening. Because I was like, what he did was reckless and foolish, and he could have actually killed other people. And so for me, yeah, it sucks for you, dude. And it sucks that you got injured that badly and that it was a, but again, 100% self-inflicted. So for me, that was my problem. And I'm not, I don't root against him. I think, I know he's obviously better for the game. I think he makes everything more interesting. Although I found myself very entertained yesterday without him. And so I've made that argument for a while now. If you like golf at all, you don't need Tiger Woods to be interested on a Sunday. Yesterday had everything that you could possibly want. Changing of the guard, Rory sort of crumbling, and or if you want to look at it, the other guys just stepping up, like what have you. But yeah, I would root for him. I mean, I'm rooting for all of this chaos anyways, because I would love to know the dollar amount that Liv has put on the table for Tiger Woods that he said no to. Like, I'd love to know, because you know it's ridiculous. Like, if they're cutting $150, $180, $200 million checks to people that I'm like, what the hell are they willing to give Tiger Woods to step over? Even if it is, even if you are getting Tiger Woods diluted, still. The coup of it all. It's a power move. It would be insane.
Yeah, I don't know what motivates Tiger right now.
I don't either.
So I think it's just a chase of majors. And so if he's anything that gets in the way of his ability to try to win another major, I think is not worth the money to him. So
right.
he's probably just doing that calculus. But who knows?
I mean, he won the Masters in 2019. So it's not like it's been that long.
No.
Well,
Rory last won a major in 2014.
But Tiger's been through stuff. And now his body is like falling apart.
His
Although.
Body's a mess.
He's elderly. But
it's fixable. It's not. He's like, he's my age. You would think he was 100, though, the way his
body,
body is
about 100 at this point.
Yeah, his body's like 100. Like, it's never good if I feel much better off than you do. Like, and you're like, you're Tiger Woods. So, yeah, he's got to figure that out. He's got to go to the LeBron James school of like cryogenically freezing yourself overnight or whatever the hell it is that guy does it during the offseason. Like, figure that out. Buy that. Because the money's not the option. Like, he can afford anything that he wants to do to fix his body. So the fact that it still hurts as bad as it does tells you, like, damn, his shit is falling apart for real. So I would like to see it, just because, and also I'm not a, as a sports fan, it's hard to see greats go out weakly. Like, you want to see them go out strong, no matter what that is. Just don't want it to be like a fizzle. And right now it feels fizzly, and I don't want that for him. So we'll see. But really, it's the hostile. I'm here for the hostile takeover. I'm here for all of it. I feel like we should take a break. Like, we did the golf. We did the, I saw Skip Bayless is back on his LeBron train. That's good. Some things never change, which is ironic because that's how he ended his tweet. So there you go. That's weird. Did you see his tweet about LeBron and Drew League?
I guess he didn't like LeBron's 3-point shooting.
Yeah, he shot only 2 of 13 from three, missed the late free throw that would have at least clinched overtime. Some things never change.
Look, you know, if you go to Jimmy Buffett show and he doesn't play Margaritaville, you're pissed off. Okay? That's just how it is. And my guy Skip knows what
it's consistent.
He knows what to watch. And listen, the opinions are real. I know people think that's crazy. Those opinions are real. He's been saying the same stuff about LeBron since he was about 19 years old.
Sure. But like, okay. But this is Drew League. And look, I have opinions about LeBron. I have opinions about a lot of things. But sometimes I also just don't give a shit. And this would be one of those moments. I don't care what happened in Drew League, and none of it matters. And so there's no way that Skip Bayless woke up and really had like strong feelings about, right? There's no way that's real.
I know Skip very well. And
I know.
I can tell you that his alarm goes off at somewhere between 2 and 4 a.m. And he wakes up and immediately has strong opinions about everything. And then he goes on a treadmill, and he works through those opinions, and he's ready to talk about them. It's all real. It is. You know, you worked on a few shows around him. You saw the drive. The guy is intense, man. He cares about
this stuff. But like, as I've gotten older, what I care about strongly has changed, or the levels to which I care about certain things has changed. That's what blows my mind. It's like he's. You know, 70 something years old, there's no way he could feel this strongly about some of this stuff. Like, how, when life is so short and we all have our own little circles of life with the people in it, like, perspective changes. I mean, it did for me, and I used to think I would never change my mind on certain things. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. He's an interesting character to watch. It really is.
It's a fascinating thing. But why is Tiger Woods limping around St. Andrews?
It is beautiful.
What?
We should have a party where you take us to St. Andrews for a round of golf.
Great idea.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We're back, baby.
That won't be wasted on this group at all.
No, I'll try my best. I know that. I can't speak for everyone else. I'll bring my own clubs. They're awesome.
I know we were supposed to be in a break. Can I ask one last question about St. Andrews?
Yeah.
Were you guys, on the last hole, when the whole crowd, the gallery, starts jumping over that little brook? Was I alone and just staring and hoping people would eat shit and fall into that little brook?
No.
Perfect.
I remember because we were preparing for a pool party. So I was in the kitchen and Marty was closer to the television set. And we started laughing. And I'm like, how many are they falling in? Like, I can't see. And he's like, well, this one just bit it. And then we'd be like, okay, this one, because they would kind of bite it and then have to like stumble out the. Oh, I would. There should be a camera just there all weekend.
There might be.
That's all. Although,
if not,
I would pay for that. I'd stream that.
Like a brook cam or something,
right? And then I'll pay like 99 cents a day during the tournament and just sat there, and I'll have it on my like monitor, and I'll just watch that all day every day, 100%. Those crazy Scots.
Because we've debated whether golfers are athletes, but I don't think we have to debate if golf fans are good athletes. Golf fans jumping over a 6-foot brook is not a good mix.
I mean, it's good. All right, we're taking a break because I know there's some stuff I definitely miss. I've already skipped ahead a little bit. My eyes did. It's not my fault. But yeah, there's stuff coming. I don't know what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So we are back. Baseball having its moment. I forgot. So obviously we need to talk about what else did I miss, because I know I missed something or many things. Talk to me.
Well, we already talked about some celebrity news, so let's stick with it. They had the MLB Celebrity All-Star Game.
Ooh.
Here's a sampling of the roster.
Okay, I'll tell you if I know him or not.
Quavo, sure. JoJo yes. Siwa, yep. Chloe Kim, Action yes. Bronson, Bryan yeah. Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Samara.
Sure.
Hunter Pence.
Yes.
Anthony Ramos.
Who's Anthony Ramos?
Hamilton. He's in Hamilton.
Oh, I never saw Hamilton. Okay. I put it in the same category as Forrest Gump. Don't care. Don't bring it to me.
Wow. That is a take.
People loved it too much, which means I'm going to hate it. So there's no way for me to win that one. So I'm
wait
out.
A minute.
Can I offer you that people liked it so much because it's great?
No,
because
y'all told me that about Titanic and Forrest Gump too, and I didn't like either one of those.
Titanic?
So. Yeah.
Why is Titanic taking a stray here? That is...
Because it was awful. It was an awful fucking movie. That's why. It's 3 hours
of bullshit.
I mean,
it was an awful accident. It was a terrific movie.
No, yeah, the accident sucks, Paige. I'll give it a 10 out of 10 of shitty accidents. But like, but the movie, it's like, no.
I'm sorry. Forrest Gump.
Where are you on the Hindenburg? You okay with
Hindenburg,
that one?
Hindenburg! I needed more flair. 7.
Can we yeah. just
wait?
Hold
what?
On.
What?
I think you're gaslighting right now. I think this no, is I... like, are you, is this a joke? Are you doing? Is this on me?
Is this a bit?
Oh, is this yeah. my bit?
Are you da, just da, try, da, da, da. Are you trying to get one of us to run
wait?
Off
do you
the
like
rails
Hamilton?
Here?
Well, which one do you love that I insulted? Hamilton. Titanic.
No, first of all, Titanic's obviously an incredible movie. We don't need to debate that. God. That's a ridiculous take to say it isn't. Forrest Gump is the all-time most likable movie in human history. There's
overrated.
No, there's no question that that is a beloved movie and a great movie.
No, everyone got brainwashed, so then you had to say that. That's, I know that. It's like Green Mile. Oh, it's the best movie. Or Shawshank. Yeah, it's a good movie. Did it change my life? No, not at all. It's not what? Biodome. That's what you're asking.
What the fuck are you doing?
Shout out Zach Harper, who loves Biodome for some God knows why reason.
Because no, he's a hipster. Just... That's overthinking it. Forrest Gump
am I a hipster
is right
then?
There.
I'm a hipster, I bet.
You went yeah, to I basketball just, I... Coachella. You must be.
I had to go. It was work related. I just found them all to be meh. Okay, saw it. I put them in the saw it. How about this? Board. Scrolling the whole time.
Forrest Gump? There was no cell phones when Forrest Gump
but
came
I would
out.
Have
what
been.
Were you scrolling? A book?
A
I was probably looking at probably a People magazine or something. Something cool. Sports Illustrated.
I'm upset by this, but this is not what we're talking about. So I'm
oh,
going
right.
to go
sorry.
Back to it.
My bad. My bad.
Well,
back.
It
okay,
should
so
be
Anthony
what we're talking
Ramos.
About because the last time okay. Beatle did this, she stuck her neck out there with this absurd Sinatra take. And you know what? The audience smacked
guess
her
what?
Down.
Nope. Turns out I was right.
What?
Turns out
no.
I was right. Yep.
The people spoke. They said you were wrong.
First of all, the people always speak. Have they gotten anything right in the last, oh, I don't know, 20 years? No.
Well, that's a different story.
Exactly. The people are stupid. If I started listening to the people, I'd be a dumbass. So I'm going to just do my own thing and be
wake
right.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple, you triggered snowflakes. I'm over here being right.
Yeah, she's over here being right that Forrest Gump isn't good.
As it's just Titanic. Overrated. Like, it's overrated. I've been far more entertained by other movies I've seen. Far
I think
more.
You're just triggered by lots of people liking something, which I am really very much no triggered bearing by that. On the content itself being good or bad. That's a
well
you
because
thing.
It,
That's
it's a no
objective.
Win. But think about it this way: if I go see Hamilton now, or I watch the movie Hamilton now, mm-hmm. I've heard about it so much for years. Mm-hmm. Nothing could live up to those expectations. So whatever it is, it's not going to be as good to me as it probably was to a lot of people. I'm not discounting how many people loved it and what a juggernaut of a success it was. I won't mm-hmm. do that because obviously I can mm-hmm. read. But mm-hmm. for myself, there's a really good chance that if I see it, I'm just going to be like, saw it.
Can I tell you, Beetle, this is where you and I are very similar. I felt the exact same way. And then I saw it.
And the movie or in Broadway, on Broadway?
Just the movie. I didn't even go to Broadway. I saw the movie and I said, holy shit, I have to admit it. This is even better than all these lunatics who've seen it three times on Broadway and spent a fortune. It's even better than that. It is unbelievably good.
So maybe one day when nothing else is available, I will watch Hamilton. When Love Island is done, I'm in between seasons. Like, what?
UK, look, right?
Only UK. Only UK.
Yeah, obviously.
I didn't even know there were others. I trust me, I get it. Like, I have friends that swear by Hamilton and, like, know the words to every... Elsie Anderson, I think, knows the words.
You know the guys who created
it. I know, which is still crazy town to me that they just sat in the audience at Sports Nation once to do some stuff and, like, turned out to be geniuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get all of that. I just am I'm so hesitant to watch things that have already been consumed so many times that there's nothing left for me to say, that I'm just like, okay, it can't possibly live up to the expectation now. And that's how it was for both Titanic and Forrest Gump. I was late to those two parties and disappointed twice. That's what happened. Happens every time. I'll do my best though, Paige. I'm sorry. And no, I, you know, now I know who Anthony Ramos is. So that helps everybody, I guess.
Did we clear that up?
Well, I still don't know who he is in Hamilton. He's not Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he's not the guy with the fun name. So he's the other guy. There's no, and Leslie Odom. I know that name. Mm-hmm. Is that his name? Yeah. So, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I know three people in a movie I've never seen.
Okay. Should I guess that was theoretically about the MLB All-Star game, that whole
thing? Oh, right.
I mean, the whole thing, what I was getting at was I was listing off some celebrities, and I was going to ask you, if I told you that one person got ejected, who would you think got ejected?
Oh, see, I cheated because I saw that.
I know.
And it was America's favorite dad.
It's America's dad who looked like, he looked like Robin Williams in Jumanji.
Oh, I was going to say he looked like Robin Williams in The Fisher King.
He looks like Robin Williams.
He looked like Robin Williams.
Having a normal one.
May he rest. And I love that. Maybe it was a shout out. Why did Bryan Cranston get ejected? Who gets ejected?
Because he had an issue with a call. So we got in the ump's face. It was kicking some dirt at him. It was so... The video is hysterical.
I love Bryan Cranston.
Having a time. Same.
Bryan Cranston, to me, is the prime example, and there should be more Bryan Cranstons in the world, of someone who is so good at what they do, but never lost sight of the fact that, A, he's been blessed with an amazing life, and he feels lucky about that, and still is a good human being. Like, not a dick. Does not act like because he's good at what he does that we all owe him some sort of weird like gratitude. He's like a fun person, and he never lost sight of that, and that makes me happy.
Do you think that's because he found like real success later in life? Later,
maybe, but so did David Caruso, and we all know how that ended. So yeah, who knows? Like that guy went off to be a movie star, except for he never did another movie. Whatever. To Jade, and that was it. Yeah, I think maybe there's probably something to be said of that, and that he also like, but he was working hard. Like, what was it? Malcolm in the Middle, was that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the so he did like things that were, and then all of a sudden, just it became obvious how good he was at everything. And yeah, but that might have something to do with it. He was already who he was, and it didn't hit him early. I don't know, but we need more Bryan Cranstons. That's all. That's all I have to say about that. Okay.
I don't think it would have worked as Walter White if we had known Bryan Cranston as like a 20, 30, and 40-year-old actor. Because we would have been like, it would have been too in the way of like, but that guy's not like a dad teacher. That's like the hot guy from the show.
Oh, right.
So since we really only saw him as like, and not even most people knew him as like a TV dad, I think the casting was actually perfect for him.
God, it was a great role too. One of the greatest of all times. Mm. all times. That makes me happy. All right, I missed it. Damn it. What
okay,
else?
We got to get into some serious stuff. And I don't know if you missed this or not, Beetle, but you're maybe related. I'm going to put on my journalism hat here. There is an internet rumor that I think has a fair amount of evidence to support it.
Okay.
That everyone's favorite comedy duo of the last several years, Desus and Miro, have broken up. Now, this is bouncing all over Twitter and Reddit, and I don't know, Paige can tell us if it's on TikTok yet.
Is it on 4chan?
Oh, it's sure to be on 4chan.
I'm not monitoring 4chan.
Let's hope we never find it there. But there seems to be some credible evidence that this duo of dudes who seem like they love each other and are hilarious with each other and couldn't possibly have a disagreement might have had a disagreement and might be splitting up. So they haven't published a podcast together in a long time. There's some really cryptic tweets from each of them sort of seeming to acknowledge some rumors from a Reddit thread.
Let me see.
You recently have been doing some work with one, but not both of them. So do you have any insight?
Spill the tea.
Well, okay. But didn't you just say they were in the celebrity baseball game?
That's right.
Together.
They both
appeared
there.
They were both there.
They were both there.
I don't know. I don't know if they arrived together or whatever.
So we are, plug time. We are launching a brand new project this Sunday, as a matter of fact, with the Grand Prix from France for Formula One. And the kid Miro and I have been doing the rehearsals together with AMP. And so I've only worked with Miro. I don't know him well enough yet to be like, yo, what's up with this? Is this true? But I will probably see him this weekend in LA. Right. And so I don't want them to be broken up. But yeah, I'm looking at some of these tweets. And they are kind of cryptic. And the podcast is done. We know that. I don't know. Because then your mind starts to, like, what could you possibly have had a disagreement about? You know, like two dudes that have known each other and done some cool shit. Like, what could possibly be the thing that was too much? But I don't know. I wish I knew him a little bit more than I do already so that I could kind of ask. But I have no idea. Maybe we'll find out before then.
Maybe they also have strong movie opinions and they just couldn't get past them.
Yeah, probably one of them's right about everything and the other one's not. And that's really hard to live with when you're the one that's wrong all the time.
How do you deal with that?
I just don't care. Every time anyone's wrong, I just move on to the next one. You know, it's like, all right, I just keep replacing friends.
You suck. All right. Just go get us some information, okay? We need to know
the
truth.
Fine. I'm on it.
This show can't offer much in the heat of July.
By the way,
all right?
They could also be doing this as a big launch to something else, all this cryptic shit. I mean,
that's what I think.
That's the conspiracy theorist's first go. It's like, oh, it's all part of a thing.
Yeah, like we're still waiting.
Classic Gabe brain.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Maybe it somehow ties back into the obvious setup between Will Smith and Chris Rock. Maybe. This is all part of one big scheme. Here comes the payoff.
What?
What if the next season of Desus and Miro, the debut episode, is Rock and Will Smith on together like, ha! Got you all. It was a joke.
Well, that's a long way. That's a long
and
road
then
to get
Brady
there.
Tom Brady actually retires. And that we'll just keep adding stuff on there.
Okay. Yes. Now you're back on. Now you know how it works, Paige. Good job.
Wow. By the way, Bede, speaking of slow play pranks, I invited our old buddy Kevin Wilds on the show one day. Should have run that by you first. But
hell yeah. Can we get Dane Cook posters? Wait, I need to have like 90 Dane Cook posters behind me before we have him on.
We've got time. He hasn't confirmed yet. So he's on blast now. We'll try to get him on here, and then we can expose him for the Dane Cook joke that took 2 years to pay off.
I'm going to Amazon Prime any Dane Cook I can find. If you guys have any Dane Cook posters just rotting in your garage,
Dane Cook himself
send them my way.
Might be available on
Amazon
Dane
Cook,
Prime.
What are
Who
you
knows?
Up to? Yeah, he might be. God, that would be awesome, but also awkward because we would be making fun of him the whole time. And
I think he would like that.
He might. Oh. I still think he was funny, but whatever.
Yeah.
Not as funny as I told Kevin Wilds.
All right, that's a story for a future episode.
Sorry,
when there's even less sports to talk about. What else do we have here, Paige?
Which is next week. Yep.
Well, gang, we're running pretty late here. So
yeah, we are.
What this show has been about, I am not exactly sure. So
fair.
Maybe let's take another break and then wrap out with a few texts from people.
Oh,
okay.
I like that. You mean we're not going to talk baseball?
Yeah.
I thought we already did.
Shout out to baseball. It's on.
By the way, I watched the draft last night for 5 minutes. This is my real quick baseball story. I'm assuming that was live. Okay. Nobody knows. And everyone here was drinking. It was a pool party, but I wasn't really drinking, but I was still having fun with it because holy shit, baseball names. Could you be wider and more baseball names? Brock, Brooke, Blake, Galton, Cutter. I was like, oh my God. Like my brain blew up. I was like one after another, just Jax. Like names that were made for this world. It was awesome. Anyways, that's all I have. And don't at me about, why do you hate white people? That's not what I said.
But okay. Has better names though? I did not see that one coming.
That's your...
That's my thing. Taking a break. We'll be right back with some words. Okay, great.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City, with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Great. So here's one.
Oh, we're this back. We're doing a show again?
We're going to finish it up. We've got some words from nice people.
That
we're
previous conversation was definitely edited out, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
We will not be saying that on
or
air.
Or was it?
Well, I sat here perfectly stoic saying nothing in case it somehow did get out.
It's all the light of day.
We're actually going to delete that from the servers. Okay. Or
I mean, guys are chickens, but all right.
Fine. All right. We're going to land the plane here.
Let's do it.
So this person from an 830, I don't know where that's from.
That's Connecticut. That's 860.
Okay.
Wait, 830? Wait, is that here? I feel like that might be here. I don't know where that is.
I'm going to read it and someone else can tell me where it is
talk
from.
To me.
There is no way Gabe doesn't understand the excitement of the Zach Wilson situation. Going back to the graduate all the way through Stifler's mom, Stacey's mom, Newman and Babs, Kramer's mom. And all the categories on certain websites, I will respectfully not name for you. Good
name. Okay, first of all, that is 830 is here. It's my parents' area code. I'm a dumbass. Secondly,
mom,
I know. My mom can't text. Gabe, go ahead, defend yourself because you really didn't seem to understand the fascination with the story.
This person did his or her homework, so I appreciate that. That's a fair pushback on what I said. I believe what I was trying to get at. Was that, yes, this is certain people's fantasy in fiction land. I don't know any real guys who actually think this is cool in, like, real life.
Really?
I don't remember as a young man when anything would get you to high-five your buddy. I don't remember ever having any exchange with anyone about how cool it would be if somebody hooked up with somebody's mom's friend.
Did you not have any hot moms in your circle? Because it sounds like y'all had no hot moms.
I guess not. I guess the moms that I grew up around were just like normal, nice moms.
Bunch of Frodos. That's not your fault. That's just life.
Just saying, my friend's moms are ugly.
Like, it makes sense, though, that this doesn't translate over. Because if there was one hot mom in the circle, all of this would make sense to you. All of it.
I guess I'm not used to moms being anything like other than people who are, 30-something years older than us, and there's
You unsexualize moms?
Have I?
They are sexual beings as well. Yeah. Yeah, you're taking an L. Moms can still get it. Just because they're moms doesn't mean they lost it. Okay? And it's not my fault that you guys ran in a weird, ugly circle. That's not my problem. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all those moms that you thought that of them. They probably were hot. Y'all just didn't know any better.
Okay.
Go back and think about it.
I thought that if I sort of stuck up for a more enlightened male view.
No, not on this one.
I would
we're going straight to the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. This story wants no enlightened. It wants all gutter. It's what we need and it's what we want. And P.S., it's been a quiet story. I thought for sure over the weekend we'd have some more stuff. But where is it all? I'm a little disappointed.
What I don't like about it, and we can go to the next text. What I don't like about it, I'm curious what you think about this, is, all right, there's a scandal, however serious it is. This one seems like no victims, not right. An actual scandal. But
right.
It happens. It's a PR situation. And then now, because of Twitter, you just get to like have some comedy writer give you a one-line joke, tweet it, and then you're out of it, and no one gets to ask you about it ever again. So Zach posts, hey, I've been, you know, golfing with my friends. I had no service. Anything happen? And everyone's like, he's the greatest. Like, why is
By
that the way
it's
way
cute
the
that you
works?
Think a writer wrote that. That's such a lame joke.
That's kind of insulting to writers.
Right?
To
like, what writers would write that?
Well, I was thinking more of a couple other quarterbacks in the NFL who get a lot of credit for being so hilarious on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
I knew it was coming back to that eventually. Good for you.
All right.
Good for you, Skip. You just nailed it.
Oh,
yeah, no, he's like, oh no, he's just,
By
there's
the
more coming. Has to be. Oh God. Oh God. Lord. It's all full circle. This is such an incestuous.
If you're listening to this, I would like to let you know that Gabe has been wearing a Mets t-shirt this entire episode and just turned around to let us see that it is in fact a Tim Tebow jersey.
Wow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Good
job. He was
never
given
a
fair chance by the Mets organization. He could have been.
He was given 90 chances, more than any mere mortal would ever be handed. 1,000 chances. Please.
Our Jets would have been a postseason team if he'd have been the quarterback those years, but okay.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to argue that. It's possible. Anything is, really.
Yikes.
What else? Anything?
Here's one that I actually don't know the answer to. Did either of you watch the new season of The Boys?
No, I haven't yet. I'm so behind on some shows. It's on the list, though, because I've loved the previous. So, and the cast is amazing.
This person is saying, if not, please binge and share your thoughts.
Damn.
It was fantastic. I agree with you, caller, listener. It is objectively the weirdest fucking show on television. Just saying
a lot. Okay. That's okay.
It was
okay with that.
Yeah, great, but super weird.
The idea of it's very creative.
Extremely.
Like anti-hero heroes is just, and the way they did it is perfect. I'm like, I'm behind. I'm behind. I still haven't watched Ozarks. Like, I'm behind on a lot. I'm telling you, once Love Island kicks in, it's hard. Because there's 74 episodes of Love Island. So until that's over with, my brain can't handle anything else. I'm full of Island. And the sun's out, so I don't know what to do. Like a child. Gabe, anything else you want to add?
I don't know what The Boys is about. I'm assuming it's about trying to date your mom's friends.
No, you would love The Boys.
Wow.
It's
actually
made
surprised.
For you. Holy shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to watch the first episode from the first season and then just get back to us on that one.
And then watch the second episode from the first season and then the third episode from the first season.
In that order. Yeah.
So on and so forth.
Yeah. Keep it moving. I'm telling you, if you don't like it, I will be shocked.
I
promise to watch it if you guys will promise to watch Tokyo Vice so we can talk about that one day soon.
Yes, I will. Again,
I've already
on
watched
the list.
It, which you would know. Just kidding.
Paige has watched it. I already knew that. Dude,
it's great.
Listen to anything.
Also, I had a whole house to myself the other night and I got drunk by myself and rewatched Adam Sandler's 100% Fresh. And that thing is just perfect. I was crying.
I was like, which one's that? No, that's legit. Also, if you getting drunk by yourself, is that a cry for help? Like, what are we supposed to do with that?
No, it's a cry of freedom.
Okay. I don't know. There's a fine line between freedom and help.
Very fine line.
Like, I don't know how that works. Okay,
same
fair
coin.
Enough.
Different
yeah,
sides.
Just let us know if you're self-medicating and we'll send someone out there. Fix it.
I mean, with blood
That's right. We are not coming. We will send someone.
Yeah, I'll send somebody.
Send Quincy. He'll come hang too.
Yes.
He'd love it.
Woohoo! Or that's it, right?
That's it for text. Please send more. 631-397-0403. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Woo, you did it. We love.
By the way, I think that's how you're going to get to replace Desus. Because
yes!
It's going to be Miro and Beetle.
Beads. Get little beads. Everyone. Oh, no.
Beads
and two Miro. Syllables,
beads
right?
and Miro. Beatus. Beatus and
Miro. Well, now Miro's going to go first for sure. So Miro and Beads. Miro and Beads.
He's got it.
Yeah, obviously. I can't just walk in and own it.
I like this for you.
Okay, well, good night.
Bodega people.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.